Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application, March 26th, 2026. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. 1 John 2:2. Scripture shapes believers most deeply when its truths move beyond understanding and begin to guide daily life. 1 John 2:2 does more than explain what Jesus has done. It invites believers to live with confidence, humility, and hope rooted in his finished work. Using the inductive Bible study method helps us move carefully from the text itself to meaningful application. When we observe the verse, we notice that its focus rests firmly on Jesus. The verse begins with the words, "He is the propitiation." Forgiveness is anchored in who Christ is, not in what believers feel or how well they perform. The verse also makes clear that sin is taken seriously. The need for a propitiation shows that sin carries real weight and requires a real solution. At the same time, the verse expands outward, declaring that Christ's sacrifice reaches beyond one group to the whole world. These observations reveal both the depth and the breadth of God's saving work. As we interpret the verse, its meaning becomes clearer. Propitiation teaches that Christ fully satisfies the demands of God's justice. God does not overlook sin, nor does he leave sinners to face judgment alone. Instead, he provides the sacrifice himself. Jesus bears what justice requires so that mercy can be offered freely. This truth connects directly with the context of 1 John. John writes to believers who still struggle with sin and need assurance. He points them away from denial or fear and toward Christ's completed work. Forgiveness rests on a historical act, the cross, not on emotional strength or spiritual performance. The application of this verse calls believers to live differently. Many Christians carry unnecessary guilt, believing they must constantly earn forgiveness or fear losing it. 1 John 2:2 invites believers to rest. If Jesus truly is the propitiation for sin, then believers no longer need to hide failure, pretend perfection, or live in despair. We are free to confess sin honestly, knowing forgiveness stands secure. This truth also shapes how believers pursue obedience. Holiness flows from gratitude rather than fear. Because forgiveness is secure, obedience becomes a response of love instead of an attempt to earn acceptance. The verse also influences how believers view others. If Christ's sacrifice is sufficient for the whole world, then no person falls outside the reach of grace. Believers grow in patience, compassion, and hope as they remember that the same mercy extended to them remains available to others. Living in light of 1 John 2:2 means trusting fully in Christ's finished work and allowing that trust to shape confession, obedience, and relationships each day. Reflection questions. 1. According to the devotion, how does knowing that Jesus fully satisfies God's justice change the way you respond to your own sin? 2. In what ways does understanding forgiveness as secure in Christ free you to confess sin honestly and pursue obedience with gratitude? 3. How does remembering that Christ's sacrifice is sufficient for the whole world shape the way you view and treat other people? Memorization reminder. Before ending the week, read 1 John 2:2 aloud one final time. Then close your Bible and recite the verse slowly from memory. If you pause or forget a phrase, glance back and begin again.